USA Radio News.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is not interested in extending an olive branch concerning the events surrounding January 6th.
I'll never forgive former President of the United States and his lackeys and his bullies that he sent to the Capitol for the trauma that wasn't what was exerted on our staff.
That's Pelosi speaking during a weekly press conference on Wednesday. She discussed last January 6th when a handful of people entered the Capitol building as Congress considered the Electoral College vote. Meanwhile, the head of the House panel investigating January 6th says it has no choice but to move forward with contempt charges against former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Chairman Representative Benny Thompson says in a letter Meadows has already provided documents to the committee, including emails and texts regarding the 2020 election. This is USA Radio News.
Folks, you know how cancel culture has affected Mike Lindell. Well, MyPillow may have gotten canceled out of retail stores, but you can save big just in time for Christmas at MyPillow.com. The classic standard size MyPillow that sold in stores for almost $70 is on sale for Christmas for just $19.98. Standard size, $19.98, queen and king size slightly higher. But only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, get a MyPillow for that special person in your life. You also get a free press-and-pack bag so you can take your MyPillow anywhere. Save big on anything on the MyPillow website, but only if you use my promo code USA. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs. Get the best price ever on a MyPillow and do your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Merry Christmas.
The Omicron variant is less transmissible and not as potent as other COVID-19 variants.
As mainstream media first reported, the Omicron variant of COVID-19 could be more dangerous and contagious, that seems not to be the case. Now that scientists abroad have had a chance to study the variant, reports are it's not as contagious and not as dangerous. Yale University epidemiologist Dr. Harvey Riche on Fox News says a respected French scientist has revealed his findings.
It's a weak variant. Borla is wrong about it being more transmissible. It's less transmissible. The transmissibility index has been studied by a very smart professor in France who calculated that its transmissibility is comparable to the alpha and beta variants, and it's about a third of what delta is.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem has been ranked best governor in America by a prominent nonprofit conservative organization. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Matt Gaetz says when Republicans regain control, there will be real oversight.
Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, on Tuesday vowed after the Republican takeover in the next election, there will be real oversight and real subpoenas in the House.
It has been 174 days since my colleagues and I sent a letter to FBI Director Wray asking basic questions about the FBI's involvement in January 6th.
But Gaetz suggested House oversight would fall under their control was cause for much concern on social media. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Nearly 17 years after being sentenced to die, Scott Peterson has been resentenced to life without parole. Wednesday's emotional hearing included family members of his slain pregnant wife, Lacey, who called out Peterson for the 2002 killing and his apparent lack of remorse. The California Supreme Court ruled a year ago that Peterson's jury had been improperly screened for bias against the death penalty. A Navy SEAL commander has died from injuries stemming from a training accident in Virginia. Naval Special Warfare Command said Wednesday that 43-year-old Commander Brian Bourgeois was injured Saturday when he fell while fast roping down from a helicopter. The cause of the fall is under investigation, and a Navy official said it's not clear if the rope separated from the aircraft. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.